This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Anastasia, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew. That is right on Joy 94.9.
At times as I cry, I think about how I could never get over you and realize what a difference a day makes.
Well, you needn't fear. Our next guest has the ability to make you say goodbye to your lover's holiday and heat you through the cold December.
She may even entice you to pop it to a snake charmer of a mofo and leave him with no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Whether she is being Erica or quite the listener, one thing no friend can deny is she can belt out a tune or two in the key of C.
I heard that she could teach you a thing about the naughty song on how to sex me slow.
Hearing her sing may be simply not enough, but somehow, someday, we have managed to watch the seasons change in now. There is no space between us.
Turn up that sinful innocence to overload and put your hands together for the instant star that is Corey Lee. Welcome to the Hump Day Crew.
Hello, 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 hello. Did you get every song title? Oh my gosh, that was really joyful. I enjoyed that a lot. I was like, oh my gosh.
Now, Corey, you're from a very mixed background. Your dad's German and your mother's Chinese. What's it like having different heritages? Have you sort of encompassed that in your music?
You know what? I don't know anything else, and I love my mom, and I love my dad, and I definitely was brought up with two distinct cultures. They definitely tried to expose me to both, but, you know, living in Canada, it's so cool. It really is a melting pot of so many different nationalities. You can go and have so many different types of food, and everyone's really together, and I just am influenced by so many different things, and so I'm sure, yeah, of course. Growing up and being exposed to everything that I was. And my mom and my dad were both very musical, and they really encouraged me. So, yeah, definitely. I just don't know anything else, you know. Everyone asks me that, too. It's like, how was growing up half Chinese, half German? It's like, I don't know anything else. So I thought it was awesome.
And living in Toronto, we've had a bit to do with Proud FM in Toronto. Do you get to hang out with them at all?
I haven't. I mean, I've done a lot of a really cool, like, gay and lesbian events in Toronto and Vancouver and all over the world, actually. But I've never been on their radio station.
I think you have dibs to their radio station, because when we first heard you, you were actually, your song was playing on season 3 of The L Word. And I think the best thing about your song is it was played by most popular character, Carmen.
I love it.
Well, we'll have a word with our friends over at Proud FM in Toronto.
You do, and you tell them I would love to come on. I've actually, ironically, The L Word is shot in Vancouver.
Because I know you performed at one of the L Word functions. You performed the naughty song.
I did in LA, and it was the best lesbian function I've ever been to ever. The hottest lesbians ever.
Ginny's going to be gutted she missed it out. missed out on that one.
Thanks for the invite, Corey. I really appreciate that.
Okay, all right. Well, it was a good time. what was the club? It was like, oh yeah, it was lots of fun. Mm.
So there's no pool tables and no flannel shirts in that club.
I don't think there was any pool tables.
They have lesbian clubs like that. I didn't know.
You mean without pool tables?
Yeah, I'm picking on lesbians. That's all, Corey.
I was like, huh? A joke I'm not getting? Australian awesomeness?
He's just speaking Australian. It's a different language altogether.
Clueless? I'm like, why would there be pool tables? That was an awesome dance floor.
I'm intrigued about... Tell us about your flagship single, The Naughty Song.
The Naughty Song. Yeah. Yes. Well, it was written in Vancouver. I was here working on my first album. There's many, many stories around the naughty song. But, I mean, when I wrote it with Hip Joint, which is an awesome production team here in Van, was really that I just was getting over a bad relationship, and I just wanted to have a really effing good time. Go out and just, you know those nights when you're just having so much fun. And I'm sorry, but it's inevitable. Some people, after a good night's out, gonna go home and bow chicka bow.
Bang chicka bow wow.
So that's kind of the basic story, but the naughty song holds an amazing place in my heart because it got me noticed. It got my finger in the door. It was really one of those songs too, when we all decided that was going to be the song we were going to put out. I got a lot of flack from it at the beginning, but then all of a sudden it caught on in the clubs. That's where it really caught on, and then all of a sudden the radio stations kind of had to start playing it, and it got me noticed. It got me my first record deal, which got me my second record deal, and so really holds a special place in my heart in many ways.
Now, the Naughty Song's been remixed a couple of times. I have a couple of remixes on my iPod. I love the Fat Man Scoop.
Craziest. I've never heard this version.
It just goes off when you hear it at R&B clubs.
Can you just send it to me? People have told me of this version, and I've never heard it. I'm like, I've never heard, because what's weird is I have another song with Fat Man Scoop, and that's why I was like, maybe they're actually talking about this other song. Bunch of people have told me about this remix that I've never heard of.
How does that make you feel when you've got versions of your own songs out there that you've never even heard?
It's insane, the amount of stuff. I can't even go on the internet. Like, I remember in the height, because I was on this TV show as well in Canada and the States, and it was like all these random clips that people have like edited different scenes together, and I was like, where is this? Like, and for a second I'd be like, did I shoot this? Was this like an actual scene? But it's like insane. Oh, I've heard other people sing my songs too, and either they're amazing or they're just like, you know, tearing it to shreds.
Well, the Naughty Song actually, you said it sort of kickstarted your career, and it went on to your second album, which saw you teaming up with people just as big as Fat Man Scoop. You had Kuya, who actually helped out with Nelly and Genuine.
Yeah, Kuya are my boys. They live in Toronto, and I love them, and they're Kuya is brothers in Filipino, and so it's two brothers. Kuya actually means older brother, and so that's what the younger brother calls the older brother, and they're so cool, and I love them, and yeah, they had a track also on the last Jesse McCartney album. Like, they're doing big things, so I'm always...
When is that next album coming out, Corey? Or is
it
secret?
It's slated early next year, realistically, because once, you know, the album's done, they usually, labels, you know, they want a few months lead up and promotion, so I'm kind of in chill mode, which is cool. It's like I just get to make music, and I'm just kind of in that zone because I'm trying to make the best songs possible, and I love it, you know. I love writing, and I write a lot of my stuff, and it's just one of those outlets for me.
And will it see you sort of venturing over to Europe or Australia, or just you sticking within Canada and America?
I want this album to be fully international, and I'm actually, right now the plan is to launch it in Asia first, because my last album did the best in Japan.
I noticed that there's a lot of press on your website from Japan, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was amazing. I was, like, embraced, and it was really cool. And Japan is, like, I don't know if any of you have been there, but it's amazing. It's a whole other world. Food and the clothes and just, like, the hospitality. Like, you've never met a more polite, hospitable person than in Japan.
Oh. They're very humble, aren't they? I've been there for 3 weeks and toured around Japan. Yeah, very humble people. It's a totally different feel to
them. So humble and so nice and so, like, willing to please. It's just, yeah.
And then you've probably got the flip side where it may, you know, hopefully your breakout in the UK and do well. And then you've got, have you been to the UK very much?
I have. Yep. I have been to the UK a lot.
Are they equally as humble and welcoming?
I mean, it's Canada, I feel like, is a lot more European than American. And so, and I've been growing up, I'd go to Germany all the time to visit, like, family. So I feel very at home there, for sure. Like, I love London. I love Topshop. Do you have Topshop in Australia?
No, we don't. I'm from London, so...
Oh, you're from London?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I'm from London.
So you know the Topshop joy.
Well, yes, I know the Topshop joy. We got Top Man as well, which is part of Topshop.
I know. Oh, I've been in.
Yeah,
it's joyful all around. I love it.
We don't
I love shopping. It's like my other obsession. Like, anytime I go on tour, it's like if there's a break or a second, because you're doing so many things and press and this and that. It's like you don't have any time really to like hang out in each city. That it's like every time I would get a break, it's like, all right, take me to a store, whatever you want. Right?
Let's go shopping.
Yeah, it's like, let's shop. Well, I love my gear. I love it. I love my kicks. I love my heels. I love my dress. I love it all. Like, yeah. I love it. Love it, love it.
And so, you get all the opportunities in London to do up Oxford Street and as you said. And you probably, have you been...
It's going to make me jealous. I'll be like, darn it, I need to go. Yeah, I love it. I love traveling. I love performing. It's like, I love it all. So I love London too, and I have friends there now, and yeah, it's great.
And talking about performing, I read that you opened for Vanilla Ice. Now, I remember his song from 20 years ago. Is he still cool or not?
What's funny is that show is like one of the most random shows in all the shows I perform. It was in Buffalo, New York. Mm-hmm. It was at a club called Mickey Rats.
Mickey what?
Mickey Rats, yeah. Like a rat. And there was a big photo of a rat on, like, the entrance.
Yeah, it's like Mickey Mouse gone bad.
Yeah, it's basically Mickey Mouse gone bad. But, and it was me, Vanilla Ice, Nappy Roots. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but they're, like, really urban.
I've heard of Nappy Rash.
They're Nappy Rash. Are you serious?
No.
Good. I was like, Nappy Rash. I'm like, that's not a very good name. Yeah, Nappy Roots is like, it's like a hip-hop group from, like, the down south in the States. So very night and day. And Vanilla Ice was doing, like, a rock thing. He had, like, a rock band. It was, like, right after his stint on, like, Surreal Life.
Oh, yes. Yep.
He was on this, like, reality show in the States that kind of, like, relaunched him for a second.
For a second. Not for a second time, but just for the... For an hour.
For a second. So I didn't really get to meet him. He literally stayed in his limo the whole time and then came out like 2 seconds before he went on and then got in the limo and left. So I can't really say anything good or bad about Vanilla Ice.
You didn't break out to stop, collaborate, and listen.
No. Well, he did.
Did he?
Oh, he did break out.
Oh, you have to, doesn't he?
Oh, he did. But it was the rock version.
It would be really interesting to see him do rock because I think because people have typecast him into that, you know, Ice Ice Baby routine.
Yeah, and he didn't have the flat top. No flat top, no mo.
Well, that's probably why he had to say the lyrics, really, so everyone recognized him or knew who he was. Maybe.
But, yeah, he was cool. He did his thing. He rocked the audience. I mean, everyone was in because, you know, everyone knows his hits. So,
Corey, having traveled around the world and, you know, supported acts like Vanilla Ice and being big in Asia and different cultures, what's some of the strangest things you've seen at gigs you've performed at?
It's just the life. You just meet crazy people and lots of weird things happen. I've had the power go out. That was interesting. The power went out, like, right in the middle, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then, like, literally 2 seconds later, it all came back, and I was like, thank the Lord. So that was crazy. I was like, what am I going to do? I've had lots of technical malfunctions. I've had wardrobe malfunctions.
Well, like Janet Jackson.
Not as bad, but bad.
Okay.
I've been so tired that I've forgotten lyrics, which is crazy because I've, like, written my own songs, and I had written that song, too. So, but it was like I was so exhausted, and the lyrics just left me. So, but, yeah, I mean, you take the good with the bad, and you just, you know, you cover. You try and be like, oh, I meant to do that, and pose.
That does sound like our radio show, actually.
I love it. I love being on the radio because I can spiel on and talk forever, and I love it.
Yeah, we try and do that as well, but we get cut off at 9 because Gordon comes in, turns all the power off for us.
I love it. I love the callers.
But, like, the callers, when they're very outraged about something local, especially the old ladies, they just really get onto it.
I love old ladies.
Yeah, so does Ginny, actually. Ginny loves old ladies.
I love it, and I hope they're irate. How dare you? How dare you say that? And you're like, I'm sorry, you know, just voicing my opinion. Yeah.
Corey, can we get you to say something controversial that will make the old ladies upset?
Controversial?
Yeah,
ooh, but then they're going to hate me, because trust me, I get the hate mail.
Oh, do you?
How dare you depict young ladies like that, and how dare you say you won't have sex unless they buy you something or something.
That sounds fair. I'm exactly the same as you, Corey.
It's just a song. I'm like, come on. I'm like, if you don't like it, don't listen.
Your first two albums have been very successful, and they've had a really sick R&B hip-hop beat. What can we expect from your new album?
Wow. So I'm trying to be a little more darker, a little more dancey, but the same, you know, I love being in your face, and I love, you know, saying things that not everyone would have the guts to say. So it's, you know, along the same lines, but a little more poppier, a little more darker. I definitely... went through some bad situations after the last album, so had to get out my anger. But, yeah, the same good Corey-liness as before.
Corey, something we'd like to do here at the Hump Day Crew is, it's called 101 Questions.
Hell yeah, do it.
Yep, so we're basically going to, we've got 101 questions to choose from, and you give us a number between 1 and 101, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, 69.
That seems to be a popular number. Oh, I don't know why.
Gosh, everyone seems to pick this. I don't understand it myself.
What was the last movie you saw, Corey?
Oh, that's not that exciting.
Naked.
You know what? Actually, the last movie I watched was Beverly Hills Chihuahua, randomly. because I have a chihuahua, and I came home and my mom had rented it for me. How cute is that?
Was it a good...
She was like, I rented you a movie. I thought you'd like it. I did like it. It was fun.
What's the name of your chihuahua, Corey?
It's Quincy Bones.
Good name.
Is there a story behind that name?
Just because I love Quincy Jones, and I was trying to think of a dog version.
Quincy Bones. I love it. Did Quincy sit with you and watch Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
No, Quincy Bones, I didn't actually. He's hanging out with a friend in Toronto because he doesn't like to fly. So I was like, put him through the torture or, you know. So yeah. I left him in Toronto.
Just hanging out with one of his Chihuahua mates.
He is, yes.
Cool. Okay. Well, give us another number between 1 and 101.
Let's see, 13, because I'm born on the 13th.
Of November?
Yes.
Ooh, stalker.
No, she's a Scorpio, like you.
Oh,
maybe.
Right. Okay.
Scorpio.
So, yeah, we're Scorpios.
Scorpios are the best.
We are. You're not wrong. So, number 13.
Never wrong. No.
Never wrong. We're the most passionate sign, by the way, aren't we?
I love it. Mm. We are the most passionate. Well, because we do everything from the heart. Ever double cross us. Oh, no.
You're also meant to be the most sexual sign as well, Corey.
Really? Sex? Sex? What's that?
Exhibit A, the naughty song.
Yes, and you have to buy you something first, don't we?
Hey, it's a song. There's a story behind that song, but we'll get to it.
We'll get, okay, when was the last time you said, I hate you?
Oh, I hate you.
Do you? That's not nice.
No. I try not to say that word.
No.
Hate's such a strong word.
It is. Okay, when was the last time you said I love you?
I love you. Oh, today, to my sister and my mom. I mean, I think, you know, when you love someone, you got to tell them all the time.
That's so true.
Very true. Life is short. You got to live life and tell your loved ones you love them every day.
And one final number, please, Corey.
Let's see, 99.
Have you ever made a prank call?
Oh, hell yeah. As a child, I think I made, like, so many. I would, like, torment people. And what was popular, I remember, when we were in elementary school, is we would call those, like, dating lines and leave, like, fake messages. Like, hi, my name's Candy, and I've got really big boobs, and I've got a really tiny waist. And then all these, like, creepy dudes would, like, leave you messages, and we would call them back. And we would make, I remember we made, poor man, rest his soul, or I mean if he's, I don't even know, but we made a meeting. We're like, so why don't we meet at Starbucks on the corner? And I never went, obviously, because I was probably like 10. But yes, oh my gosh, I'm totally going to hell for that one.
Oh, no.
I hear it's warm in winter, though.
Yeah, so I definitely have made many prank calls. Not anytime soon. Oh, and then in elementary school, I remember you would, like, order pizza to the boy you didn't like. You would order, like, a massive-ass, like, nasty pizza to the house of, like, the kid you didn't like down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
We all do things like that. We used to order taxis for people in the middle of the night and skips as well, like removal skip.
Oh, my
God. And about 20 pizzas.
20?
Oh, yeah. You don't just send one. You send 20.
Oh, see, I wasn't that smart, obviously. No. One.
What I used to do is I used to go into lingerie shops and leave the names of my teachers and get them to ring my school. Oh, you have a sassy bra on hold.
What? I have a bra on hold.
Yeah, so I expect the nuns didn't really like that, did they, at school?
No, they didn't.
I love it. I love it so much. I never thought of these things. Where were you guys when I was like 12?
Well, Corey, thank you very much for joining us this evening over your time. It's been an absolute pleasure having you, and we're really excited to hear about your new album.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys, this is Elizabeth Keener. You might know me. I play Dawn Denbo on The L Word, and you are listening to The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from The Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and The Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.